Hey everybody, I'm Julia.
I'm Miranda.
And we're here to do one thing.
Put the pee in raspberry. And just like the pee in raspberry,
everything we're about to say is completely pointless.
Every week, Julia and I will give our unwanted opinions on all things pop culture.
Because what the world needs now, more than ever, is another flamboyantly beguiling duo with a podcast that contributes absolutely nothing to society. Enjoy! Real women love Tomdea. We don't need no anti-hater, no real women love Tomdea. Hey guys.
Applause.
Thank you so much. I've been practicing that for, honestly, it seems like my whole life, but just in my head for the past 5 minutes. Hold on. Before I introduce the episode properly, Miranda. Okay. Obviously, you guys know. Hi, I'm Julia, here with my co-host.
Miranda.
And we're going to have a great time today. But before we start, Miranda, don't I look really cute right now on the Zoom?
Yes, you do. I like the necklaces going on. Okay.
Thank you.
I think I look really cute. Usually I look like crap amazing. When we record.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Why are we like... You can't see. It's a look.
You're dressed. Mm-hmm. Wow. Look at us. Okay, sorry for the intermission. Hi, guys. I'm so excited to talk to you today about... Dun-dun-dun-dun. Miranda and I are going to rank characters portrayed by the infamous Zendaya, Thomas Marie Stormier Holland, and Timothy Chalamet.
And I would like to say that I protested including Timothy in this episode. I was like, this man is not, I can't accept this man being part of our circle.
But he's not, okay. No. If this was a normal episode, I would actually agree with you. But the reason why I think of this is because lately, Timothy's characters have been very popular and there's been a lot of like, I don't even want to say discourse, but there's been a lot of, oh, we all know Lori's the best, or not like fighting, but just like people saying how much they love their characters. And I think he's the most like interesting characters. Probably out of these three, but I was like, it doesn't make sense if we were to like, rank like just Timothy's characters like that, you know? So I was like, he can go hand in hand with them.
I mean, it is funny when I was making the list of characters, because at first I was like, Tom has like actually a huge filmography. It's just that he has so many like random things from before Spider-Man that you haven't seen unless you're like a really big Tom. Like I haven't even seen all of them. And I was like, oh, like he definitely... You were right, Julia. He has fewer, like, well-known. Like, even his animated movies, it's, like, most people probably
That's what I'm saying. I love me some Tom and Z, but I think if we did the episode just on the two of them, we'd get to Tom and be like, yeah, like, Peter Parker number one. And, like, you know, we would just kind of, it would drift off. So, Tom is definitely one of those actors that you watch pretty terrible movies just because you like him as an actor.
Because he needs because a new you have agent.
Any interest in that movie whatsoever. So let's just dive right in. I'm really excited. I wanted to like a Watch Mojo kind of thing. So are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've talked about so many things on this podcast that are trademarked. I think we're fine.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to dive right in. Let's do it. Person by person. Should we start with Tom because we think it's like the least
I think that's
amount
a good
of
idea.
Substance? Okay. I'm ecstatic. Okay. I'm in such a good happy-go-lucky girl next door.
Guys,
mood.
I'm not going to spill anything, but Julia had a really good weekend.
I did.
Especially on Friday night.
You can totally email me about it.
Just kidding.
But yeah, I feel recharged. I actually am very happy. Something I will say about this weekend, guys. I was telling Miranda before we started recording, I am very happy about, I got a lot of compliments this weekend that had to do with my personality. And it was just a very good feeling. And I met a lot of people for the first time this weekend. I was at a event, I guess you could say. Well, it was a date night. It's not a secret, I guess. But I was at a date night and obviously so many people, like you're meeting so many people, obviously. And I just got so many compliments, you know, so that was awesome. And I'm glad people are finally seeing that I am an amazing woman.
I also met new people this weekend. I was like hanging out with these people I'd never met. And I also got compliments. We had a similar experience.
It's fantastic. And what do we have in common? The Pea and Raspberry.
Exactly. The Pea and Raspberry co-hosts are smart, sexy, and fun. It's true.
I like the sound of that. You're definitely, we're both like the fun, or no, are we both the sexy? No.
Excuse me?
Well, because I was trying to like, you know how people say stuff like, they say like terminology where it's like two words. Like,
yeah.
And you'd be this and I'd be that. Obviously, I know you mean like we're all three, both of us. But I was trying to like, but it doesn't work because like, I think, you know, it's just, it's a little too different. The point is, we're very important people.
It's true. Everybody knows us.
The rumors are true.
Okay, so Tom Holland, who's your favorite number one? Well, let me.
You don't want to start at the lowest? Yeah, I think you should just list.
Should I list all the characters we have, though?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Or should we just, like, name them?
I think you should, like, name them in order, though, from least to highest, and then we'll explain why that's the ranking. But we didn't even discuss our rankings.
Yeah. I put Cherry as my least, or I guess you could call him Nico Walker, but, like, his character's name is Cherry, really. I mean, we did our Cherry review on the Pea and Raspberry, so you can go listen to that if you really want to know our full thoughts. But I just, like, besides, like, a couple scenes where Tom's acting was really good, I just was not connecting with that character, really. And, like, the movie's not good. So it's just like, okay, guess I'm watching this for Tom.
Wait, why is the movie called Cherry?
I don't know. I mean, that's like, what what's the connection called.
Of the name? Right, but I'm saying, like, why?
I don't know. I think maybe he just, like, chose that as the protagonist's name. That's a good question, though.
So who's your number four, I guess?
Oh, I'm going to do all of mine, and then you're going to do all of yours?
Well, I'm assuming our ranking's going to be, like, the same, basically. Like, I agree Cherry's probably last for me, except I've never seen Chaos Walking. Or Spies in Disguise.
Yeah, okay. My number four is Todd from Chaos Walking, which I've also never seen, which really tells you how bad Cherry is.
So true.
But I did, I read the Chaos Walking books, and I do love those books, and I really like Todd as a character, so that's really what I'm going off of. I'm going off of that's fair, book Todd,
'cause it's a character.
Played by Tom, and I like the character, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I put Lucas from The Impossible. This is a much lesser known movie, I think. This is like came out in like 2012. Tom was like 11 years old in it. It's with Nicole Kidman, right?
Not you saying it came out in 2012, Tom was 11.
Okay. You know,
that would mean he was born in 2001.
Yeah, actually, I don't know what I'm talking about. He's older than he looks. He's playing a little boy. He's like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Anyway, I actually don't even. I've seen it once. I watched it on an airplane, which was an awful decision because it's a really sad movie and I was like sobbing. But he's just really good in it.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't know if I love, like, the movie itself as a whole, but he, like, really hit me in that movie, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, I, like, watched it with, like, friends or something because it's, like, when I, like, first started loving Tom Holland, I was like, oh, I have to watch this. And I was like, why would we, like, do this together? It was, like, terrible. Yeah. It's so sad. I was just going to ask you, is your list in order of your rankings?
Yeah. On the note.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Lucas from The Impossible is number three. Number two is Walter from Spies in Disguise, which is an animated movie. And I don't know how many people have seen it, but it's so good. He's basically just Peter Parker. Like, it's basically just an iteration of Peter Parker. But that movie's great. He's so adorable. Tom's always in an animated movie. Just always pulling those out.
What's that thing he did recently? I think they got my tail. What do you say?
Oh, was that the Peppa Pig thing? Or was that something else?
Yeah, but it wasn't Peppa Pig.
Well, yeah, it wasn't Peppa Pig.
But he said like something, he's like, I something my tail. What do you say?
I don't remember.
It was something so cute. And the way he said it was like adorable.
He's a really good, he's such a good voice actor for that type of stuff.
He's a pretty good, he's a pretty animated man, like vocally.
Okay, lastly, drumroll please. Peter Parker. Who's surprised?
Oh my god.
Do I even need to explain? The perfect Peter Parker.
My Tommy is such a good Peter Parker. If you were to ask me, JK, I was going to say, if you were to ask my dream man to be like Tom's Peter Parker, but like it would not at all.
It
like,
would not.
It would not work for me at all.
Yeah.
But he's a, the idea of him is the way that that character makes me feel is how I'd want my dream man to make me feel. That's my answer. Tom is such a sweetie, cutie patootie, balloony fruity Peter Parker. I love, like, we don't need to even explain that.
We don't there's need to no, explain. Just
there's
go watch
no
the
Tom Day stand that doesn't love Peter Parker.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Such a good character.
Do you want to move on to Zendaya or Timothy?
Are you not going to say your ranking?
What? My ranking of what?
Of Tom.
What do you mean? It's probably, this, I don't know. I've never seen Spies in Disguise or what is it called? Chaos Walking.
Okay. I have full power over the ranking
so,
of Tom's
I mean,
characters.
Okay,
thank
so based off the ones that you said, based off the ones that you said that I have seen, I would do Cherry, the impossible Peter Parker.
From least to best, or worst to best.
Yeah.
I mean.
Imagine it's from best to worst. Yeah.
I know. Just to specify.
No, I mean.
Just to specify. But yeah, I'm glad we're on the same page.
I don't love Tom's characters at all.
That's perfectly reasonable. I'm not going to fight you on that.
Like, I think he's a great voice actor. I don't, it's sad because I'm not at all trying to say that to be like, he can only be Peter Parker because I totally think he's capable of so much. Oh, also, 100%. We didn't even talk about, like, Arvin Russell, like, the devil all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw that. Right. Yeah. So, right. We can't comment on it. But I don't at all think he can only do Peter Parker. And I really am waiting. It's sort of like a Zendaya type case, too, with Rue. First of all, Rue's actually not on your list at all.
Oh my god.
Guys, every day when me and Miranda go to record a podcast episode, what we do in the very beginning, which is obviously edited out, but what we do in the beginning is I go, ready to say Euphoria? And Miranda says yes. And then we go 3, 2, 1, Euphoria. Because it helps us sync up the audios
really
in case there's any lagging. And she didn't even put Rue into her ranking.
I don't know where to put Rue on my ranking.
And now you gotta, I was gonna say, now you gotta figure out. Now you gotta change your entire ranking and figure out how you feel about Rue. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's sad. Well, anyways.
That's really sad
it's kind
for
me. Of, it is. It's pretty unfortunate. But it's kind of like a Zendaya type situation where we're all sort of waiting for her big break outside of Disney. And also we're waiting for her break where she gets to be this main character moment. And Euphoria finally gave us that. And finally the industry was like, wait, Zendaya is an amazing, talented actress. She became the youngest ever actress to win lead actress in a drama series. So yeah, she's incredible. And I'm waiting for that in Tom as well. And I mean, Peter Parker still takes incredible talent. Like there's a lot of
there's a big
really raw emotional scenes and he shows a lot of range. But I just am also waiting for like this great character we get out of him. I think he does really serious things sometimes and he doesn't need to. Like being a good actor doesn't just mean you're in a movie about, you know, addiction or murder. Although those
I want
are
Tom
great.
In a rom-com.
I would love him in a rom-com.
I want him in a musical. Mm-hmm. Bring back the Billy Elliot
Which
days.
I still believe we will get soon. There's no way no one in the industry wants to like write a musical for Tom Holland.
You're right. Okay.
Anyways, do you want to
move on?
Let's move
on to Timothy and we'll do Zendaya last.
Okay.
So you
obviously
go ahead.
I'll lead this one. At the same exact time.
Yeah.
We say that. That's so funny. Okay. I actually, can I read like your ranking first? Like I won't comment on your ranking. It's just like, want to read it first. And then I'll kind of like build mine off that. Because I think the people deserve to know. Okay. So Miranda wrote in order of least favorite to favorite. Miranda wrote Nick from Beautiful Boy, Willy Wonka, which, like, we'll talk about later. Like, insane.
Wait, I have to say that I've never seen Beautiful Boy, which is why it's last. And I put Willy Wonka kind of as a joke.
Okay. Kyle from Lady Bird, Elio from Call Me By Your Name, Lori from Little Women, and Paul from...
Dude, hello. What?
Not short-circuiting and forgetting the one word that I've said more than anything in the past 2 weeks. Like, do I not worship them? That was so weird. You know what's really funny, Miranda? I do want to say, with the exception of Beautiful Boy, obviously you've never seen it, with Timothy's ranking, you wrote all the character names, mm-hmm. whereas in Tom's, you wrote the movies, because Tom's characters just, like, aren't that memorable, or not even that memorable.
I did have to look up the name of Kyle. I did not remember that character's name from Lady Bird.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's a pretty small role, but...
Yeah.
It's just funny to me how, like, we were talking about Tom, and I literally was like, Cherry, I don't... Chaos Walking, The Impossible. But, I mean, you did write their names next to it, but you know what I mean. Like, we have to specify what movie it's from, because someone's recognizable.
Yeah.
Whereas Elio... I mean, I guess Elio is obviously a more unique name and stuff, too, but, like, I don't know, Lori, Paul, it's kind of like you understand what we're referring to. So I guess my ranking, I've seen Beautiful Boy. I'm going to take Wonka out of it because for obvious reasons, like, that's not a thing to me. My ranking would be, I mean, honestly, I do really like your ranking, I guess. I think I would say, I think in my number one spot for favorite, for all-time favorite character, my number one spot for all-time favorite character that Timothée Chalamet has ever played is, this is number one, this is my favorite, Nick, Kyle, Elio, Lori, and Paul.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This is just favorite.
No, Miranda, I tried. I'm not kidding. I'm not, it's what all over again?
Favorite sitcom when you had to pick your favorite.
Okay. I'm not trying to be fun. I really tried. But the more I think about it, I even wanted to give you, like, a least favorite. And then I could do, like, four of them together as favorite. I couldn't even do that. No, I'm not trying to be funny. Guys, if Timothée Chalamet was, like, a gram less talented, I would be okay not doing this right now. But his acting is just so undeniably girthy and good.
But is there a character, like, if the character was, like, a real person, is there one where you just, like, would love them so much in real life?
Good question, Miranda. I like that. Okay, well, I do have dreams about Paul. Kyle. Well, Kyle's crazy. Well, it's also, Kyle's crazy, but Lady Bird takes place in, like, 2000. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what Kyle would be like now, because he's very much against, like, cell phones and stuff like that. And, like, now that feels pretty unavoidable, so who knows? Elio I'll always have a soft spot for, because, like, he's an Italian twink that's, like, come on. I think we'd get along great.
It's like you in boy form.
Literally, oh my god, that's the nice thing you ever said to me. I think we would get along. And then Lori, I would love Lori.
I love, like, I will say, like, I am considering switching Paul and Lori, because I had Paul as my top favorite.
That's what I was considering doing as well.
I, like, if Lori was a real person, like, I would love him so much, I feel. Because the thing is that Paul, especially in part two of Dune, like, not to say spoilers, but I feel like his character arc is going to be different than people expect. But Lori's just like, oh, I love Lori.
Yeah, I heard that Paul is, like, a villain.
Yeah. Well, which makes sense. That makes it better. But anyway.
Lori and Joe's. Wait, is Joe Saoirse Ronan?
Yeah.
Okay. Lori and Joe's friendship, and then he's in love with her, is my dream situation. And it's so toxic. But this is what I say all the time, and it's never once worked out for me in my entire life, guys. Like, I've never even gotten close to this situation. But I genuinely want a situationship in which I'm, like, best friends with a guy, and one day he literally pulls a Lori and breaks down and is like, I am madly in love with you.
That's like...
And then we But then a little bit different because back then, I don't think they had like a huge hookup culture. But nowadays, because I'm just like college trash girl. They had a
huge hookup culture.
Sorry?
They probably had a huge hookup culture. It was just quieter.
No. It was all just like, let's get married.
But that's funny you say that because that's, I don't remember which episode it's in where you talk about your like fantasy. Like Julia goes on like a 10-minute story time about her fantasy.
Oh my God, about Timothy. Yeah.
And it's literally their best friends. And then one day he's like, I'm in love with you.
So toxic. Oh my God. It's actually terrible because like I'll be friends with guys and they're like, you got to stop. Like, come on. Like, I just always want something more. But not in a romantic way, because what I was going to say is because I'm such a college trash, you know, oh, nothing matters. Get me a mimosa in my big, stupid, fat body. Like, you know, that's my whole life now. It would be not that they're like, oh, I'm in love with you, but they're like, we need to like hook up. Like, I'm so attracted to you. And then we like hook up all the time. And then everyone's like, wait, this like makes no sense. Like, you're basically dating. And then I'm like, oh my God, stop. Like, no, we're not. Oh my God, I would never date Lori. Blech. Ew, so gross. And then one day he's like, wait, I actually am like in love with you. And I'm like, well, you honestly like me more than I like you. That's also what's toxic, is I want it to be like a little bit one-sided. Like, they worship me and I very much tolerate / edge towards liking them. Yeah, that's like my fantasy. I just want someone to be like really obsessed with me. But anyways, okay, this is so off topic. I think Lori is so great and he's such a little romantic. And so, yeah, I'd probably put Lori ahead of Paul.
Yeah, I think I might have to switch them and do Lori as my number one.
And like, Elio's so great too. The only reason why I'm leaving Nick out of it is because obviously the story is all about Nick's addiction and stuff like that. And you don't see him sober too much. So I don't obviously really know his personality. And he is a real person. It's based off a real story. So it's also different. You know, to be like, this man is my dream man, and he's like a real man. Mm-hmm. So, and like I said, this story obviously follows his addiction, so I don't actually really know what he's like now, but Timothy portrayed it beautifully. You know, my complaint about Beautiful Boy, and I gotta say this real quick, the movie is bad, but Timothy's amazing in it. Like, the acting is phenomenal, and I actually looked it up afterwards. I was like curious what like rating it got, and all the reviews, like, you know, you kind of see like a preview of reviews when you like first look up ratings and stuff. Mm-hmm. Immediately, the reviews, the exact same thing where they're like, Chalamet is amazing, amazing. And that's it. Like, they were like, that's like the only reason to like watch this movie if you want to watch it. So I felt like a really cool like film critic. So I was like, I totally got that, guys. I totally agree. But the movie's very confusing. I didn't understand a lot of like the time frames. And there's too much, you know, flashback work. Speaking of flashback work, who the hell watches Little Women and can't follow the flashbacks? Remember that whole thing when Little Women came out and people were talking about that? What the? Isn't it completely different color grading? And it looks so different. It's not confusing. Because like Beautiful Boy, like I was genuinely confused. Because like he would be, you know, on the bathroom floor, like about to die or something. And all of a sudden it's a shot of him like playing with his siblings. And I'd be like, is this real life? Or is he like thinking about this? Like, it was like very unclear. Little Women, I never felt that way, ever. With Beautiful Boy, it was just so confusing because in a lot of drug-related programs, it's very popular to include like dream sequences and stuff like that. So it was confusing because it was just like, what are his thoughts versus reality?
I feel like, I don't really remember, but I feel like there's a couple times in Cherry where it was sort of like that.
Well, I know for Beautiful Boy, it was weird because it was just very unclear. Because it was also, in that movie, it's very important because it was about his journey, you know, to become sober. So it was very confusing, like, if he was sober, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, are we flashing back to him with his siblings? And the point is, oh, this is terrible because he's, like, high with little kids? Or is he sober here and that means he's sober right now? Or he's thinking about a time he was sober? He's, like, dreaming this up. Whereas, like, Little Women, obviously, that wasn't a part of things. And it was pretty, like, chronological. Like, for example, what's her name was sick. I forget her name.
Beth.
Yeah. Beth was sick. So obviously they'd be like, oh, she's sick now. It's like, we're moving her here. So then if it showed her in that new location, you're like, okay, this is in real time, obviously, you know? So great film. I was so horny for the entire first half of the film. So horny because Lori was just pulling at me. He was speaking to me through that screen. He was, come here, Julia. I was like, my God, the way it was so pointed towards me. And then it got so sad so fast. And it got so sad. Yeah. And I found myself sobbing.
Yeah.
So I was so horny in the beginning. What? You know what? And that's what every movie should be. That's exactly what it should be. If I'm watching a movie, I want to be erect and upset all at once. I love that. Good job, Greta. I don't even care that there's no black people in it then, because wow, the emotions I was feeling. Good for you.
All right.
So the moral of the story is, Timothy, you've chosen the right guy. He really has to get his agent some sort of present.
Oh, also I wanted to say, we still have not seen the French Dispatch. It's very upsetting, so we cannot comment on his character in there.
I was actually going to say, I was like, why do I feel like there's like another one?
Mm. Yeah.
Literally, the French Dispatch, you're so right. And I'm sure I would love him with his crazy little monkey hair.
But yeah, he has some really good roles. And Tom needs his agent, is what I'm saying.
You know, Timothy, well, apparently not though, because Tom's agent could get him Spider-Man. Timothy couldn't.
That's true. I think it was Timothy Tom wanted to that be Peter Parker for those of you. Not his agent.
Well, yes, you're right. Yeah, I was going to say, I guess they both got like auditions, so I guess that's not true. But, and remember for Wonka too, they were like considering, there was like rumors, like Tom was being considered as well. And we were like, what?
Yeah. I'm really curious
but I will say
Wonka, to be honest.
Timothy is really interesting because he obviously started in like Interstellar or whatever, which was a huge film too. So that in itself is impressive. But so much of what he does is just so impressive. Like, it's films that are by like amazing directors and, you know, these other actors that are A-list actors. Like, he's literally about to star in this movie with Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio. And literally everyone to ever act in Hollywood before is like in this film. And he's actually, you know, a pretty big part in it. So it's really amazing. Like, reading this list, like the fact that he's playing Wonka is insane. Mm-hmm. And he actually got to portray, this doesn't count as one of his characters, or at least I'm not really going to count as one of his characters, but during that Super Bowl commercial, he got to portray Edgar Scissorhands, I believe his name was.
In the commercial?
Edgar, because he was like the son. Oh, yeah. Not you thinking, oh, you're so stupid. I know, I was like. No, because I think in the beginning, they were like, oh, this is his son, like Edgar. And... But that portrayal was so beyond adorable. And it was just insane that he got to portray such a famous character and like alongside Winona Ryder's. Just good on you, Tim. It's amazing. I love his character. I'm smiling so much. Why do I feel like I'm going on a date with Lori tomorrow?
She's horny right now.
No, I'm not. I'm wholesome right now. Don't make me into some crazed maniac.
Okay. Last but not least, we have
never least
Miss Zendaya.
Zendaya Marie Stormier Peterkins III.
And she has more characters. This is hard. Like, I'm looking so at my hard ranking, it's still like really up in there.
This so is hard. Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to go first? Should we just discuss?
Yeah, I kind of would do like a rapid fire, like, this is like what my gut's telling me thing.
Okay. I need to switch two of mine. Hold on. This is really hard. Okay. I'll just read it and then we'll discuss. Or do you want to say it as well?
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. I have...
And then I'll do mine.
This is from least favorite to most favorite. So least favorite, Casey Undercover. I don't remember her real last name. So we're calling her Casey Undercover. Rocky Blue, Ann Wheeler. Then I'm going to do Chani, and then Marie, and then MJ, and then Rue at number one.
Okay.
With the caveat that Chani, I feel like she could move up when Dune Part 2 comes out.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say the same thing about my ranking.
Okay, you do rapid fire.
Okay. And I'm putting in the same disclaimer that Chani, I'm just doing based off what I've seen slash like what I think slash I've heard, but I haven't read the book, so I don't actually know. But she seems like she's actually going to be like really cool and interesting character, exactly. So I'm sure she'll move up a lot for me. So from least favorite to most favorite, I'm thinking Casey as least, Marie, Chani, Anne, Rocky, MJ, Rue.
Interesting.
I can't believe you put Rocky so low.
I know. I actually was just going to say, like, I was thinking about switching Rocky and Anne. So Anne's, like, down one. And
I can't believe you put Marie so high, too.
I really like Marie. Because the thing about Rocky is it's, like, my childhood. Like, when I was a kid, me and my best friend were, like, you're CC and I'm Rocky. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, actually very accurate. And, like, that was my girl. But I don't know.
No, I was the same exact way, except obviously I was Rocky.
No, I was Rocky.
And I just...
Too.
Oh, you were Rocky?
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't that accurate, Miranda.
Listen, it actually was. No,
yeah, for my... Well, my thing is, I really admired Rocky because she was super smart, but I thought she was really funny as well. Mm. And I was actually a really smart kid as well, but I wasn't... I was really smart, but because I was also really loud and, like, really funny, you would never be like, oh, what's one word to describe Julia smart or nerdy, you know? Because mm-hmm. she was supposed to be, like, nerdy. You would never describe me as nerdy. But I almost wanted to be her because I was like, wait, that must be so cool to be, like, so mature and responsible and, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but then I loved how funny she made me laugh so hard. And I also was just obsessed with her looks-wise because she's the first ever biracial girl I remember ever seeing on a TV show. So I was obsessed. And yeah. So let's discuss. So we put Casey as least favorite. Both of us did that. We agreed.
Yeah. I feel like we were a little old when that was airing.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch it. I think most, if not all of it. But yeah. I don't feel like much of a connection to her.
I'm the same exact way. I didn't really get to watch Casey Undercover much. Because we were at that age, or at least I was, this is how I felt. I was at this age where it wasn't even like, you know how now that we're older, of course, we'll be like, wait, like, let's watch a Disney movie. Yeah. Let's watch Cheetah Girls, whatever. And it's cute and whatever. And then when we're super young, it's like, oh, of course, we're going to watch Disney Channel. What else? When Casey Undercover was airing,
it
was like I was finally done watching Disney Channel. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it would be embarrassing for me too. Even if I was doing it, like, ironically as a joke, people would kind of be like, wait, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very much how I felt about it. I was at that awkward age where it's like, oh, I love Zendaya, but I don't think I can watch this.
I fully watched it and just for her.
I was going to say, no, I did, like, a year or two later start, like, watching it. And if it was on, I'd be like, okay, whatever. But I haven't seen that much. And the wigs they always gave her were just terrible. Like, why couldn't she just use her normal
what
hair?
What was happening?
So then would you put as... After Casey, you did Rocky?
Yeah. I might need to switch it. The thing is, like, I really love Anne Wheeler, but I kind of just wish she was in the movie more.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like about a lot of Zendaya's characters.
Okay, hold on, Miranda. I agree with you, but for the Timothy thing, you told me, like, if these characters were alive, though, who would you like best?
Okay, I know.
So it's not about, like, she wasn't in the movie enough, because, like, obviously I agree. But it's, like, just judging from what you've seen, like, her personality. Do you like that? And, like, would you enjoy that? And that's how you rank it.
Yeah. Am I supposed to think of, like, would I like Rocky when she was, like, 13 years old? And on Shake It Up Chicago? Like,
you know? Well, for the Rocky situation, maybe think of it as a 13-year-old.
Okay.
How much you would like Rocky versus as a 20-year-old. Or 21-year-old. Are you 21?
Yeah.
Or as a 21-year-old, how much... For a second, I thought you were 22. I don't know what I was... I don't know. So think of it as maybe as a 13-year-old, how much you'd like Rocky, and then as a 20-year-old, how much you'd like these other characters.
Like when I was
13? 21-year-old. Sorry. Yes, when you were 13. Or think of it as
so
like...
Hard.
If you were to babysit, would you enjoy like Rocky being the girl you need to babysit?
It's so hard because I feel like when I was 13, I was so similar to Rocky. So I feel like I would love her. Okay, I'm going to put Anne Wheeler below Rocky.
Okay.
It's hard though.
Who did I do after Casey? Did I do Marie?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not to be harsh. I still do really like Marie. I don't know. I cannot imagine walking into that house with her yelling at John David Washington as he's eating her butt. I don't know what I would do. I don't.
That's the situation where you meet Marie in real life.
Because that's what it is. That's what they do, apparently. That's what the couple does.
Well, we're talking about Marie, not also Malcolm.
I know, but this is what I know of her. I don't know. I think Marie would stab me.
At the end of the movie, when Marie leaves Malcolm, as she should, and then she comes to me and we're best friends, that's why Marie is up on my list.
It's hard because the whole movie is only her interacting with her boyfriend.
It's true. You don't see.
So it's just hard to tell what she'd be like as a friend at all.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't. And obviously, it's supposed to be a disappointing, they're in a fight type thing. So it's hard for me to imagine us kikiing through the streets of Syracuse together, if that's how I'm imagining this. So I don't know, Marie. So I love her. And you know what, too? This is also another reason why she's low on the list. When she had that scene where she pretends, you know, she's acting, and she's like, just kidding.
Julia's scared.
That is scary. Like, I don't know if I could handle that in a friend. If she's going to pull that on me, she needs to be second lowest on the list.
I think that Marie and I would have really nice, long, deep conversations about, like, our relationships and life and stuff. And it would be really fulfilling.
See? Once again, though, you only talk about relationships.
Well, I said and life and stuff.
Yeah, eventually, you guys are going to run out of it. You're talking about relationships. All right, that's a two-day-long friendship.
Okay.
How long can you talk about relationships for?
I did not. I said and life and stuff, Julia Peterkins.
And thank life you. And stuff. Okay, I'm talking about Lori. I'm like, oh my God.
Relationships do not only have to be romantic relationships. I'm saying she'd be like a good friend to like talk to.
Yes, that's true. Okay. That's true.
I would be curious about her insights. And I could give her advice.
I'm just, the more that I say it.
She needs it.
The more that I say it, the more that I'm like, I think I'm scared to be, not scared to be friends with Marie, but am I going to get the John David Washington treatment? I don't know. I just don't know her personality well. I'm going to be honest.
Who did you have next after Marie?
Will you go first?
Well, I already talked about Rocky and Ann Wheeler and Marie. So you do a couple more.
So you had Marie.
I had Casey Undercover, Ann Wheeler, Rocky, Marie. Starting at
Oh,
least.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So after Marie, I don't know. Who did I have? Chani?
Must have been.
I think I had Chani.
Yeah.
I love Chani. I just, like I said, I don't know much about her yet, but she seems really cool.
Yeah.
So that's really the only reason I did that.
I'm on the same page. I feel like she's going to pull out something really cool in part two and will be obviously a way bigger part of the movie. I also am planning on reading the book, and I think I'll read the, I was like, maybe I'll just read part one so I can avoid spoilers, but I really do want to read the whole thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then next I had, did I have Anne or Rocky?
I think you had Anne and then Rocky.
Okay. I'm going to change it. No. See, it's hard because, yeah, Rocky's like 13.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to imagine that Rocky's our age. And I'm going to adjust her personality accordingly.
If she was our age, I also think I would be best friends with her.
Yeah, I would, because I'm thinking about it, and Rocky reminds me a lot of my roommate, who ironically I call Ronnie.
Mm.
And Ronnie's my best friend, and I love, Rocky's a lot like Zendaya, let's be honest. And I'm obsessed with my dynamic with my roommate and Virgos in general, because it's such this balance of, actually, Miranda, did you see my Snapchat story last night?
Yes.
Me trying to feed
Anicia
on my rice. And she was like, bed. Don't you dare put that in my mouth. It's like just such a good dynamic because I'm so unhinged and she's so grounded. And it's just this amazing relationship. So I think if Rocky was our age, I'd love her. So, okay, so I'm going to do Anne next. So Anne, I just love. Bubbly girl. I'm loving that pink hair. I know she would let me borrow that wig. Oh my God, we look good and her outfit's so sparkly. I love her. But you know, her dating Zac Efron is why she's not number one, because I don't know if I'd love like hanging out with like them as a couple.
It's true.
And it seems like she would want to do that. It seems like she would kind of like love on her man a lot.
Yeah.
Like that type of girl in a relationship. So, and then we have Rocky. And I'm saying, like, I kind of already explained, like, she's fantastissimo as a 20-year-old. Her and I would, like, literally, she'd be living with me. She would actually be in the background of this podcast right now being like, oh, my God, you're, like, ridiculous. Do you want any snacks? Actually, my literal, like, I'm telling you, she reminds me of my roommate. My roommate, I just took a little break real quick that Miranda's going to edit out because I was responding to my roommate because she's ordering us food. So that would literally be Rocky. Then I had MJ, and you had MJ second to second best as well, right?
Yeah.
So why do you have MJ second best?
It was really hard to pick between MJ and Rue. Also, the other thing is, like, MJ does not have nearly as much screen time as Rue does. Mm-hmm. And you get to know Rue so much better.
Right.
I don't know. It's like, if there are real people, I feel like MJ and I would get along really well. Rue, like, it's hard. I feel like I would be literally Jules, where, like, I would love her, but it also would be really hard for me to, like, be so close with an addict because of, I mean, if you watch the show, you know all the complications of that.
Right.
Yeah, MJ, I mean, MJ's my sweetheart. Love her, like, sussing stuff out, being super clever, but also, like, a softie on the inside. I mean, how can you not love her?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to, like, fully commit to, like, ranking these two because I kind of want to, like, change my MJ and Rue ranking. I'm not sure.
I would love, like, a solo MJ movie or show. Like, I just want to follow her.
It's hard because I really feel like I would love MJ. And I actually, when I saw Far From Home for the first time, and we obviously got a lot more of her interaction, mm-hmm. her interacting with Peter and stuff more, and, like, just more screen time from her in general, I genuinely kept having dreams where I was a famous actress and I, like, joined the movie and my character was literally, like, this unhinged, cool, like, confident, like, crazy girl, whatever. Mm-hmm. And MJ was like, wait, I love her. She's, like, girl boss, you know? Like, MJ was like, wait, I kind of love
girl
her,
boss
you know?
Queen.
Like, yeah, and MJ was like, man, I love her. And, like, Peter was, like, completely just, like, overwhelmed by me and stuff. And I totally think MJ and I would have that great, like, repertoire of just, like, you know, mm-hmm. she's the peanut butter, I'm the jelly, and, you know, and, like, I would love hanging out with her and Peter together, and I think it'd be so, like, in real life, if she was like, wait, I'm kind of, like, into Peter or something, like, I feel like I would literally be like, all right, I'm gonna go tell him then, like, come on, girl, like, I'd just be, like, so for it, and, you know, or I'd be, like, the stupid friend that she's like, oh my god, I think Peter's Spider-Man, I'd be like, are you dumb, like, you know, something like that. So, I really, and it's hard, because, like you said, it's, like, Rue's entire, you know, characters that she has terrible addiction problems and she really does make really bad decisions a lot of the times, but it also is hard because we do know so much about her, so we have a lot more, like, sympathy towards her and stuff. But yeah, I do think maybe realistically we'd love MJ so much. I mean, she's just so wholesome and sweet, and I think I would be like the little devil to come and, like, convince MJ of just, like, sins.
The entire point of Euphoria is to show, like, how addiction can harm your loved ones. And so it's not to say, like, oh, I wouldn't like her because she's an addict, because that's kind of crappy, but
yeah, of course,
it's like, obviously it harms the people around you when you make these bad decisions. But I just really, like, thinking about it, I feel like I literally, maybe stupidly, would be like Jules and just would, like, love her and want to take care of her and help her. And then it would, like, not be the best thing for either of us. So, I don't know. MJ is such a sweetheart. It's, like,
exactly. So cool. That's why it's hard. Because I'm not at all going to say, like, I don't like the character because she's an addict. Like, of course not. I'm also maybe trying to imagine, like, okay, she's gotten sober.
Well,
and now I'm taking, like, that.
And also, like, I don't want to make her being an addict her entire personality, because obviously she's a person.
Yeah, of course, right.
And so, like, yeah. That's why it's so hard to pick between MJ and Rue of, like, top favorite. Because I just genuinely,
they're such opposites.
They're very different.
They are very opposite, because MJ is, I literally, even though MJ obviously loves, like, being pessimistic, I guess, it's obviously a tongue-in-cheek thing. And I do associate her as this, like, wholesome, like, whatever, being friends. I mean, she also is supposed to be this wholesome, like, 16, 17-year-old nerd, whereas, like, Rue's been doing drugs since she was, like, 12. So they live very different. They went on very, very different mm-hmm. paths. And, you know, obviously Euphoria is very dark. It's very mature, whereas this is Spider-Man, you know? So it's supposed to be like a little kid can go and see the movie. So it's very different. But if I'm trying to think of them like realistically, I think it's like I'm so inclined to put Rue as number one because I obviously love you more.
You love what?
Did you actually just hear anything I said? Like I... Okay. I love Euphoria more than life, and we have such – all Zendaya stands, I feel like, has such an intense connection to Rue because it really is this role that just, like, completely changed Zendaya's life, and she portrays Rue so beyond perfectly, and it's such beautiful storytelling, and everything's so complex and interesting and, you know, whatever. But I think realistically, if I take everything out of it and I just think of the characters completely on their own, I might go with the belief that MJ is my number one, which I – can't even believe.
I mean, I'm...
And let's psychologically dig into the fact that you didn't even put Rue down. And let's dissect what that means to your subconscious.
What is happening? I think I really just, like, have been thinking so much about Spider-Man because everything about that's happening and Euphoria is, like, nobody has any word on anything about Euphoria. And it just was not in my mind.
like, I don't even think it's a show anymore.
But I was, like, ugh. Because Rue also, like, stands up for people, like, when she goes to, like, talk to Nate at the dance because he's, you know, messing with Jules, it's, like, really sweet. And the fact that she even, like, Jules, when they first meet, is, like, cuts herself and, like, gets in Nate's face at a party, and then Rue's like, yes, I want to be friends with her. Like, I love that. I think I have to put them at a tie. I can't decide between them.
I think they're good for just such different situations. And that's why mm-hmm. it's hard for me. Like, it's hard for me to imagine, obviously, the stuff that I do. Like, on the weekends, I go out and I party. And, mm-hmm. you know, my friends and I are, like, crying, laughing. And it's a whole thing. And I'm like, obviously, I can't imagine Rue in that situation with me, of course. You know, that wouldn't make sense. Whereas, I mean, I guess I can't really imagine MJ doing that either. But I can't imagine Rue in this super happy, great, just day out, chibi, you know, drama mama, you know. But then, yeah, if I was like, if I really need someone to talk to and I needed some sort of help and stuff, I think Rue would be so amazing. So it's really hard to imagine. Maybe you guys can give in your 2 cents. Who do you think Miranda and I would
please
be our best out of all Zendaya's characters? Who would be our best, greatest friends?
Yeah, actually, please, like, DM us, email us, whatever. Tell us which of the Zendaya characters that we've listed would, like, who would be the best guest star on the Pea and Raspberry?
Oh.
And be our best friend. Because we can't decide.
I think Marie would be a good guest star.
That's true.
Because she is very opinionated. I don't think Anne would be the best guest star.
I think Rocky would be fun.
Rocky would be fun. Chani too. MJ might be a little shy about it.
MJ, if she, like, gets out of her comfort zone a little and then, like, gives her opinions on pop culture, I think that would be really fun from MJ.
I think MJ would be fun because I don't think she would know a lot of it. So it would be, like, really entertaining.
Or she'd be like, oh, I hate that.
Right. No, because that's, oh my, MJ would hate Timothée Chalamet.
As she should. She would be my MJ, best friend. I would literally. Yes,
I MJ. Would, no, but that's. No, but it would be such a good thing. Like, she'd come on the podcast and I would go to talk about Timothée and she'd be like, no, Julia, no.
Yes. And then I would give her a big
hug. She would be so anti. And I'd be like, Timothée kind of reminds me of Peter. And she'd be like, never say that again.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's exactly what you would say.
Miranda, we should, like, write fan fiction because I'm getting so many ideas. But we'd have to be in the fanfics, which I don't know if that's,
guys,
like, socially
appropriate. Guys, can we write fanfiction about ourselves? Let us know in the comments below.
Let us know, because why am I having... We should create a YouTube series where we make, like, imagines of, like, here's what this celebrity would be like in this situation. Mm. Or this character, I guess.
Guys.
That would be really entertaining.
Zendaya, if you're listening, we want you on the podcast, but not as yourself. We want you to be MJ. So please reach out.
Such a cool, like, activity for her to exercise.
It's a great acting exercise for you.
Exercise. Yeah. Wow. Oh my God, Timothy would eat that up. Mm. Okay. Oh my God, you know what Timothy would do? Did you know that scene in The Office where, or not scene, but that episode in The Office where Andy, they're doing the murder mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy, Aaron's like, let's all like roll around in the hay or whatever, like alluding to sex. And Andy's like, oh, can I get in it? She's like, sure thing. Like, in fact, let's like go on a date. And then after the game ends, they're both like, I don't know if that was real.
I don't know if that was real. Is that a date in the game?
And then, like they, and then they like confront each other about it. And they're like, oh my God, no, it was so fake. It was so, definitely it was fake. Even though like they both like want it to be real. Timothy would come on as his character. And I'd be like, Lori, I love you so much. And he'd be like, I'm so in love with you. Like, you're so hot, all this stuff. Or that'd be like more like Kyle, but like whatever his character he is. They'd be like, oh my God, I love you. You're so hot. Let's like go have some time. And I'd be like, yeah. And then the podcast would end and we'd be like, wait, was that like, Timothy? Or like,
should I reach out?
Like, it would be so, like, I'd be like, I don't know if I can brag about the fact that Timothy Chalamet called me hot because I think he might have been playing a character and is now at home laughing about the fact that his character thinks I'm hot. But then he goes home and he's like, whoa, that girl is so hot. Like, why hasn't she like called me for like a second thing?
Guys, the truth is we actually just narrate fan fiction about ourselves on the PN Raspberry every week. So do we need it in writing? I don't know.
That's what it is.
Thank you so much for listening this week. I hope that you guys had big outrage at our rankings and are mad at us because you disagree. Let us know. DM us, email us. We'll fight with you. That's all.
I feel like Ann Wheeler would die, like literally be in the hospital and physically die if she heard the gummy bear song.
Oh, you're so right. Thank you for that input.
She would explode. That would kill her. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but there's something about Ann Wheeler. She's hitting that sleigh button. She's hitting that sleigh button. Thank you guys so much for listening. Tom, if you're listening to this, like, we actually love you so much. I just, like...
We love you. Just, like, please get
Wait, Tom, if you contact me and Miranda, we could write a role for him.
Yes, we will literally write a movie for you.
I've taken a screenwriting class before.
We can do it for free.
We could so do it. And it would be starring Timothy Marie Stormier Chalamet.
No.
Zendaya Peterkins Coleman. And me and Miranda.
What would happen is we would just give the roles to Tom and Zendaya, and then I would be like, Timothy, I need you to come in for like 10 auditions, 2 self-tapes, and 5 chemistry reads, please.
Yeah. The whole time we fully know it's like the role is like, no, it's literally it's like a live reenactment of something. Yeah. Like the role literally is called like Timothy Chalamet. We're like making him jump through hoops. And then we do all these chemistry reads where he has to like kiss me. And then you're like, oh, she's not even in the movie. And he's like, wait, what?
Okay. Thank you so much for listening, guys.
I love you guys so much. Remember to tune in next week. Hugs and kisses. Yes. And thank you for 5.5K downloads.
Yes,
and counting.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your week.
Bye, guys. Bye. Now go slay. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed another episode of Miranda and I going on about God knows what this time.
If you'd like to hear more of our ramblings, come back every Wednesday for another glimpse into the one small but strong brain cell Julia and I share.
Unless, of course, this is our season finale?
Well, yeah, but we would have specified that before this outro, right?
I want to say yes, but it also seems like something we'd forget, seeing as you've just pinned us as girls with literally half a brain cell each, so...
Well, I assumed that brain cell was 3/4 mine, and you had that 25% all to yourself.
As Miranda has made clear, join us next week or go back to our previous episodes to keep you quenched for the next 7 days. I'm Julia.
And I'm Miranda. Thanks for listening to us.
Put the P in raspberry. Miranda, you were like really behind on that. That was weird.
I wasn't behind.
You were, Miss 3/4 brain cell. You absolutely were.
Okay, well, you just talk fast and I was taking my time.
Leos are always taking their time, and it's like, for what exactly? For what?
It sounded good. Our audience loved it. It sounded good.
And you know what? Yeah.